Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The independent investigator reviewing the probation department, attorney Paul Ware, is a partner at Goodwin Procter in Boston. Ware's been involved in several high-profile investigations, such as the Big Dig and Iran-Contra. When we spoke with him in his downtown office yesterday, we asked Ware about how the investigation might be affected by the publicity surrounding the probation department.
Certainly the publicity has probably created an atmosphere in which the public's view of the department and Mr. O'Brien has begun to take shape. I think my job is to be, insofar as humanly possible, independent of any bias occasioned by that publicity and to deal with the evidence as it's elicited from witnesses under oath. We are trying to pick up from the information that was elicited by Globe reporters and published, but we're also obligated to give a fair hearing and sifting of evidence that may suggest other conclusions.
But you expect you'll have to subpoena people?
For sure. The court specifically granted subpoena power to the independent counsel, the purpose of which is to compel testimony under oath.
Do you think you'll have to subpoena sitting lawmakers to talk about some of these things?
That's always a possibility to the extent that it turns out sitting lawmakers are relevant to the investigation. The fact of their positions may present individual or unusual challenges, but I'm quite confident they're still subject to subpoena.
Will you have to have the report completed in 90 days or just the investigation completed in 90 days?
Certainly some report needs to go to the Supreme Judicial Court within 90 days, and it will. I'm not so sure that this will be completed within 90 days. There's a lot of complexity, a lot of moving parts, particularly given the number of individuals whom I would hope to have the opportunity to talk with.
There's a flurry of activity, really, and a lot of talk about this. Certainly on Beacon Hill, the state Senate is looking at whether to impose some sort of a term limit on the probation commissioner in response. But the House is saying, no, we need to wait for your independent report on this before we take further action. But I wonder, will you really get into sort of the nitty-gritty that might benefit lawmakers in terms of who should ultimately have oversight of this department? Do you think you'll go that far?
I don't think that I would be specifically recommending to the legislature a particular course of action in terms of which branch of government should control the probation office or probation hiring. I mean, typically, throughout the United States and in the federal system, the probation department is part of the judicial system. That's worked well in many jurisdictions. But I think that decision will be made by others more knowledgeable than I.
It was right around the time of the Big Dig investigation that there was a story in the Boston Globe that was critical of the amount of money you were charging for that special investigation. And if I remember the figure correctly, I think it was like $30,000 a week. But this investigation, you're doing pro bono. Is that right?
That is correct. Goodwin Procter is donating its services here at the request of the Supreme Judicial Court. And part of the reason for that is to assure a level of independence and a public perception of fairness of the process. And the judgment of the firm and my own judgment has been that if we're not compensated, there's no concern that our incentives are anything other than getting this right and coming to a fair result for everyone.
That's attorney Paul Ware, partner at the Boston law firm Goodwin Procter. This week, he was named the independent investigator of the state's probation department.